Well, I think we can make a start in the singing in Psalm 71 and continuing in this psalm from verse 14 and to verse 19. In Psalm number 71, verses 14 to 19. Well, let us read in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he says, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he says, Who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son, he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax old as does a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation? Well, let us pray together. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we are reminded in the Scriptures that everything is sanctified by prayer and the Word of God. And as we begin this evening, this activity, we pray that it would be sanctified unto God, set apart for God's holy worship and pleasure, and that it would be sanctified to us as another opportunity and means of grace by which we can enlarge our faith, increase our knowledge, growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that all life needs nourishment. Animal life, plant life, spiritual life must be fed, must grow by nourishing on the suitable food for the nature of the thing. And we know that the milk of the Word, O God, is what we need as newborn babes. And so we pray that we would never tire of hearing the Word and reading it, meditating upon it and meeting around it. We pray that we would never grow weary of the same old story, that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and all the creation is the work of his hands, that Christ died for our sins and rose again, that we would never weary of the exhortations to love one another and to pray for our enemies, and to walk by faith and not by sight, to put to death the old man and to put on the new man, that we would never grow tired or never grow bored with the exhortations to live in such a manner that men will see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven, that we would never grow weary or irked by the exhortations to pray without ceasing and to confess our sins to God and indeed to one another where that is required, that we would never, as it were, grow tired of Jesus Christ, who is our only hope, our only Saviour, the one who is the delight of heaven and the glory that belongs to him is the glory that is the glory of a divine person. And the angels veil their faces and they humble themselves and cry without ceasing day and night in the holy presence, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, all sharing the same divine attributes and creaturely adoration. And so as we gather here, we gather conscious that we live in a world that is disordered. Only on earth do we see disorder. In heaven, everything is perfectly under God's control, recognizing creatureliness and dutifulness to God who sits upon the throne. On earth, we see disorder, we see disobedience, we see a kind of ongoing disintegration, not simply that men have fallen into sin, but that we continually fall into sin. Over and over again, we repeat the acts of disobedience. And the Scripture reminds us that evil men shall grow worse and worse, and the world does not get better. The world goes on as it has always gone on, with its back to God, ignorant of its danger, ignorant of what is offered, ignorant of what it is rejecting, ignorant of its own purpose in being and its future destiny. So as we come here around the scriptures, we pray that we'd learn again, as the scripture emphasizes Christ. He is the gospel, the person and the work of Christ. This is the centerpiece of all our hopes and all our joys. And may we look to him again tonight as we are reminded of other aspects of his person and also of his work. And do thou bless us, O God, as we try to listen, as we try to sing, as we try to wait upon the Lord, as we try to worship. This is our prayer, O God, seeking grace and mercy always and only. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read again in Hebrews chapter 2. In Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with different miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. For unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man, that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man, that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, all of the one kind. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I'll put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given to me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. And so on. Well, we remind you of these notices. The Lord's Day, of course, the pre-recorded services in the morning, 10:30, and then the afternoon service here in the theatre at 4:30. And next Wednesday, of course, the congregational meeting. We've arranged a congregational meeting for next Wednesday instead of our usual Bible study. You will be presented with sums and other things that you may want to talk about. Well, I think that's enough for us to be going on with as regards the notices, so we'll sing further in Psalm number 71 and the final verses of the psalm from verse 20 to 24.
Oh, Lord.